from Japan. He was invited to a psychedelic party with Timothy Leary. And he actually made a number of experimental films. And I sort of joked with him. I said, oh, psychedelic, you know, a lot of drugs, I imagine. He said, actually, the word psychedelic comes from Latin, and psyche is soul, and delos is the opening of the soul. And if you do that with drugs, perhaps that's okay, but there's many other ways to do that. And he's actually given his life over to trying to find ways to help people open their soul. And it's amazing what a single person with a vision can do in his life. I never visited Oe-san when he was busy or rushed, and yet he's published 10 books. He's a sculptor, a photographer. He started the very first health food store in Japan. He has translated five to seven books by Hindu and Buddhist sages. He did the first version of the Whole Earth catalog in Japanese. And he now teaches farming to people out in the countryside, lending his fields. He bought some land and to let people practice this new form of organic farming. And there's one scene, I think I'll close my talk with this. We're out in his field and he says, and he's talked to me a fair amount about economics and what that's called jakuniku kyoshoku, which is Japanese for the weak become the meat of the strong who eat them. So roughly translated, survival of the fittest, and that we really have to abandon this way of thinking if the world is going to survive. And so while we're speaking, he goes out into the rice field and he says, if you plant one grain of rice, from that grain, about 10 stalks of rice will come up. And on each stalk, you get about 100 grains of rice. So from one grain of rice, an investment of one grain of rice, you get about 1,000 grains of rice. And he looks at me and says, that's much better than putting money into a bank, isn't it? So I hope you get a chance to take a look at a different kind of luxury, but I think I will open it up for questions, and I think Kevin will speak here for a second.
Right, I'd just like to thank you, Andy. Let's thank Andy. We are going to have questions and answers, so don't go away, but I do want to tell our listening audience at home that you're listening to the Commonwealth Club of California. My name is Kevin O'Malley. I'm chairman of the Business and Leadership Forum here at the club. Our program tonight, Living a Slow, Rich Life, a different kind of lesson from Japan with Andy Couturier. So Andy, would like to open it up. I'd like to ask you one question myself.
Okay.
What are the lessons that you feel you learned from your time in Japan and through the process of writing this book? And so it's a two-part question.
Okay.
So number one, what are the lessons that you have for us in America today, in California or in America in general? But also, what did you learn from writing your book itself? What did you learn from the... we've just had a three-part series on self-publishing.
Right.
And we've... had a lot of fun. In fact, I'd like to recognize my friend Paula Hendricks here who put the whole series together. And one of the things we've been looking at is you know, what's engaged in the process?